The New York Times is reporting that back in the spring of 2017, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein suggested secretly recording President Trump and using the recordings to get members of the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office. We're joined now by NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, what more do we know about this story?
Hey there. It's never dull on a Friday right around here. You know, look, this is the New York Times is reporting that around the time of James Comey's firing, the former FBI director, that Rod Rosenstein had suggested the possibility to other justice officials that he could possibly wear a wire and even perhaps convince Jeff Sessions, who was attorney general, or John Kelly, who was at that time Department of Homeland Security Secretary, to possibly go and invoke the 25th Amendment, which would start the process to remove the president from office for not being fit for office. Now, Rosenstein himself, through a statement from the Department of Justice and Kerry Johnson, who works with me here, obtained the statement, said that the New York Times story is inaccurate and factually incorrect. I will not further comment on a story based on anonymous sources who are obviously biased against the department and are advancing their own personal agenda. And then he adds, really notably, but let me be clear about this, based on my personal dealings with the president, there's no basis to invoke the 25th Amendment. So you have him saying that this story is inaccurate. There's an official in the Times story who says that he made the comment sarcastically about wearing a wire. But clearly, this is going to be something that the White House is already all over, already noticing. And the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., tweeted, shocked, absolutely shocked. Oh, who are we kidding at this point? No one is shocked that these guys do anything in their power to undermine at real Donald Trump, his father. And that's significant because Donald Trump Jr. himself is somebody who could be a subject or a target of the Mueller investigation. So a lot left to unspool before the election here.
And the Mueller investigation is overseen at the moment by Rod Rosenstein because Jeff Sessions, who is Rosenstein's boss, has recused himself.
Right. So you've got this big web of things that are happening here. Also mentioned in the story is Andrew McCabe, who was the former FBI director. And they note in there that he's drafted some memos of contemporaneous notes that he'd sent to Robert Mueller, who's running the investigation, the Russian investigation. And Kerry Johnson also confirms that he has, in fact, sent those memos to Mueller. So lots more to come.
I saw a tweet also from Laura Ingraham, the Fox News anchor, who said Rod Rosenstein must be fired today. And she tagged Donald Trump.
Well, if she's got some sway, I'm sure that there's a lot of people within the administration, within the White House, including the president himself. But what we know so far is that the president is content so far to wait until after the election. I mean, he's gone so far as to say that Jeff Sessions is not even his attorney general. He said, I don't even have an attorney general, when he told The Hill that earlier this week. So clearly, hold your breath on election night or thereafter.
Well, and we'll see what happens in the rest of today. Meanwhile, at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue from the White House, we are watching what's going on with Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court nominee, and whether he and his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, who says that he sexually assaulted her when they were both in high school many decades ago, whether they are going to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. What do we know at this point about that?
Yeah, because there's not enough drama already. Look, they are possibly going to testify next week. We're not sure of the details. We're not sure when. We're not sure how. We're not sure where exactly. Christine Blasey Ford and her attorneys have offered Thursday, perhaps Wednesday of next week. They want to make sure that she's secure because she's received numerous death threats, she has said. Brett Kavanaugh has said that he would testify on Monday if wanted. Blasey Ford's lawyers say that that is too soon, that they don't want to testify, but they want it separate. They don't want Brett Kavanaugh in the room. And there's a whole lot of details still to work out that are probably going to emerge over the next 24 to 72 hours.
And the president had been a little careful about how he responded to Christine Blasey Ford until today, when he really doubted whether what she's saying is true.
He really did. He took to Twitter essentially saying back then, she should have come forward. If she didn't come forward, then he's questioning essentially if it even happened to her, because he's saying, well, hey, if this thing was so bad, then she must have come forward and her loving parents, quote unquote, would have reported it to the police. But we know that Blasey Ford has said already that she didn't say anything back then because of the trauma. And this is not uncommon. You know, this is something that the president should know and people around him should know, that there are countless victims of abuse who do not come forward immediately and wait decades, if ever, tell anybody about it. And it's just a misinformed perspective to say that she should have come forward if she didn't.
That's NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro with the breaking news from Washington. Domenico, thanks.
You're welcome.